Hello and welcome back. This is Gary Goodbye Cutica Health with your host, Aman. Today we're looking at the topic, Body Roundness Index, a superior measure for health risk assessment. Body Roundness Index. So in the world of health and fitness, Body Mass Index, BMI, has long been the gold standard for assessing whether an individual has a healthy weight. However, in recent years, Body Roundness Index, BRI, has emerged as a more accurate measure for determining body fat and its related health risks. Now, BRI, unlike BMI, factors in the distribution of body fat, making it a superior tool for predicting health complications associated with obesity, including cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. My first question for today, what is Body Roundness Index, BRI? So the Body Roundness Index is a body fat estimator that uses both height and waist circumference to predict the risk of fat-related health conditions. Unlike BMI, which only accounts for total body weight in relation to height, BRI provides a clearer picture of abdominal fat, which is the most dangerous type of fat for health. Now let's look at the BRI formula. So the BRI is calculated using a formula that involves waist circumference and height. But you don't need to worry about memorizing the formula. You can find online calculators for BRI as they are for BMI. Now the result of this calculation gives a score that ranges from 0, which is the perfectly healthy body shape, to around 20 or more for individuals with higher risks due to excess abdominal fat. My next question, why is BRI more accurate than BMI? Like I said before, BMI calculates body mass using only height and weight, assuming that everyone with the same BMI has the same health risks. However, BMI fails to distinguish between lean muscle mass and fat, and it doesn't account for where fat is stored in the body. This limitation means that many individuals, especially those who are muscular or have a large frame, can be wrongly classified as overweight or obese. Body Roundness Index, on the other hand, corrects for these shortcomings by incorporating waist circumference. This is crucial because abdominal fat, also known as visceral fat, is a major contributor to chronic conditions like heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. In essence, BRI gives a more detailed picture of fat distribution, which is a better predictor of health risks than BMI. Now let's move forward and look at the key benefits of using BRI. Number one, more accurate risk prediction. Studies show that BRI correlates more closely with cardiovascular risks, type 2 diabetes, and overall mortality than BMI. This makes it a better tool for predicting long-term health outcomes. Number two, it targets abdominal fat. Visceral fat is linked to numerous metabolic disorders and health risks. BRI specifically targets this fat, providing a more reliable estimate of health risks tied to body shape. Number three, personalized health assessment. By considering individual body shapes, BRI allows for a more personalized assessment, especially for those with high muscle mass or unique body structures. This reduces the number of false positives, for example, labeling muscular individuals as obese. And number four, it's better for monitoring health changes. For those undergoing weight loss or fitness programs, BRI provides a more nuanced way to track progress. Waist circumference changes can indicate real fat loss even when total body weight does not shift significantly. My next point for you today, how to calculate your BRI. So calculating your body roundness index is straightforward. You will need a flexible tape measure to measure your waist circumference at the level of your navel, ensuring that the tape is snug but not compressing the skin. You'll also need your height. Once you have these measurements, you can impute them into an online BRI calculator. And finally, let's look at interpreting your BRI score. A lower BRI score suggests a healthier body shape with a lower risk of developing fat-related health problems. As the BRI score increases, so does the likelihood of health complications related to excess abdominal fat. Now, while there are no universally agreed upon BRI categories, some general guidelines can help interpret the results. So number one, if your BRI is lower or less than one, it indicates low risk and a healthy body shape. If your BRI ranges from 1 to 4, it indicates moderate risk with the possibility of excess abdominal fat. Now, if your BRI ranges from 4 to 8, it indicates a high risk, suggesting significant abdominal fat accumulation. And if your BRI is greater than 8, it indicates very high risk, indicating severe abdominal obesity and an increased likelihood of health complications. Now, the next question, why healthcare providers should adopt BRI? Why should they? So with the rising prevalence of obesity-related health conditions, accurate measurement tools like BRI are becoming essential for early diagnosis and preventive care. For healthcare providers, BRI can offer a more precise and actionable metric for evaluating patients' health risks, leading to more tailored interventions. By focusing on abdominal fat, BRI helps identify individuals who may not appear overweight according to BMI, but still carry a high risk of cardiovascular diseases. It also avoids the misclassification that can occur when BMI is used for individuals with higher muscle mass or unique body shapes. And on our final thoughts with BRI as the future of health assessment. While BMI has been the go-to metric for decades, Body Roundness Index, BRI, is proving to be a better alternative for assessing health risk related to body fat. Its focus on abdominal fat makes it a more accurate predictor of life-threatening conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. As more research supports its effectiveness, BRI could soon replace BMI as the primary health assessment tool for body fat and obesity-related risks. For now, individuals can use both BRI and BMI together to get a fuller picture of their health and take the necessary steps to reduce abdominal fat for a healthier future. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.